In China, an online video of school children is stirring heated debate. In the video, which you can see at our website, theworld.org, the students are reciting a poem by their teacher. It's a nationalistic poem. It slams the West, and it proclaims the glory of China. Now, there was a lot of that kind of talk in China last year, especially after the Tibet crackdown. But this poem and video have apparently struck a different chord. Many have slammed the teacher online for trying to indoctrinate the students. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports.
This chant means Go China. It was said a lot last year, before and during the Olympics, and here by volunteers helping after the Sichuan earthquake. Mostly, it was a positive rallying cry, but sometimes it was tinged with some defensiveness against Western criticism, especially about the Tibet crackdown. Now, Go China, or Zhongguo Jiayou, has found its way into a poem and onto the internet. These middle school students stand straight, hands at their sides, coats on, in an apparently unheated classroom. The two kids leading the recitation wear the red scarves of the Young Pioneers, a Communist Party organization for kids. The poem starts out, "Snowstorm freely falling down to earth, like Western values." That's a reference to the huge snowstorm that hit southern China early last year. Then, "Despair fills the sky. Ice covers the earth. Did China retreat? No. The Olympics were a success. We are victorious." It continues, "Hot blood and iron will of Chinese people lighten up the dark world like burning the holy flame." The holy flame is what the Chinese government called the Olympic torch. The poem then chides Europeans for their pre-Olympics criticism of China's Tibet crackdown. It taunts, "Pathetic Europe will never stop the insurmountable force of the Celestial Empire," and it urges, "Step ruthlessly over all anti-China forces." Finally, it ends proclaiming, "China is the greatest. Go China." The sight of school kids reciting such strong stuff has stirred an online tempest. Many parents have posted protests saying things like, "This is a Nazi education," and, "If I were the parents of one of those kids, I'd slap the teacher's face." The teacher tried to post a few comments explaining his poem, but he was overwhelmed by criticism and went to ground. 26-year-old journalism student Zhang Chur was one of those who posted an online protest.
I thought this kind of education method belonged to the Cultural Revolution, but now it's the 21st century. We've got great economic growth, and we're still using this kind of indoctrination method? I was astonished to see this.
Zhang says she finds this kind of strident nationalism dangerous. It reminds her of the German fascism or Japanese nationalism of the 1930s.
Looking back at the reactions to some big events in China in the past year, I think it's because of how we were taught when we were young. We've been told by the government that China was not treated fairly in the past, so we have to be strong now. But think about what's happened during the Olympics and the Tibetan riot. It's not because of foreign hostile forces. It's because in the past, we weren't very honest about our own weak points. If we keep thinking our weak points are great, we are on our way to nationalism. This has got to change.
The Chinese government increased what it called patriotic education in schools after the Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989. The idea was to instill patriotism and to link that patriotism with support for the Communist Party. For at least some in the younger generation, the effort's been successful. 17-year-old Lu Taoran was an earthquake relief volunteer when I met her in Chengdu last spring.
Well, before the Tibet issue, I don't know much about the Western media, but I know, of course, they can't tell the truth. But after the Tibet issue, we can now just trust him.
What aspect do you think made you think you can't trust anymore?
Because we're being a Chinese government. I believe China, and I'm a Chinese. It's just hard for me to disbelieve my country and my people.
For many young Chinese, especially this past year, the ideas were all linked together. Being Chinese, you had to support China. To support China, you had to support the government. And supporting the government meant not questioning what it tells you. That might work for the very young. But online, in response to this poem, other Chinese are saying China can and must do better. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.